Kathy Forster reporting live from the Far West Conference here in Oakland, California. We're going to be playing this next person I'm going to talk to music pretty soon here on the station, so you'll be hearing a lot more of him on KCCFA Radio. Kerry Morin, thank you so much for dropping by.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you.
And this is your first Far West Conference?
Yes, it is. I did one of these conferences in Memphis about 3 years ago. So I'm kind of familiar with the program, but
yeah, the format.
Yeah.
So how are you finding Far West so far?
It's really fun. It's a little smaller, a little more intimate. I'm finding that it's not as easy to get kind of lost in all the melee, you know.
Yeah. So. The international conference is just insane.
It's way bigger and easier to get lost. But yeah, we're making a lot of friends, playing a lot of music. I'm starting to get some blisters on my fingers, so I guess that's a good thing. It's a good sign.
Yeah, you're getting to play a lot then.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've been doing some jam sessions?
Yeah, we did. We did one last night and got back to our little camp about 4 a.m., but it was hilarious. There's a lot of really funny songs, and again, meeting more and more people. It's a great networking opportunity.
Yeah, great. So are you doing any of the private showcases?
The
ones
showcases?
The ones up.
Oh yeah, yeah. I did three last night, and I'll do two tonight, and then I'm doing some shows that are affiliated with the conference, doing a show in San Luis Obispo and a couple of others.
Yeah, and you played the kickoff event, which was on Wednesday night at Freight and Salvage.
Right, yeah.
Tell everybody about that. That was pretty fun.
Well, you know, that stage is just something that I've seen on YouTube. I've never actually been in the place, and so I was pleasantly surprised to hear that they're doing an open mic night there. So, yeah, I got an opportunity to get up and do a song, and that's what kicked off the weekend for me.
Yeah, I think that was the first event for the whole conference, and a lot of people had a really great time at that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you hail from? Where do you come from?
Well, I grew up in Great Falls, Montana, but I've lived in Colorado since about 1982. So I consider myself from Monterado.
At least the words work together. Yeah, that's good. Tell everybody about your music and your style of music and what you do, because it's a little unique.
I kind of developed this thing just from listening to a bunch of different performers that I really like to listen to. Chet Atkins, Kelly Joe Phelps, and then a lot of other stuff like a lot of reggae music, Bob Marley stuff, and dub music, and country music, and jazz music. And I played electric guitar in a band for about 20 years. And when that slowed down, I kind of got back to my roots, which is acoustic guitar, and just really became fascinated with fingerstyle guitar. And I didn't intend it to be my next gig, but that's what it turned out to be. I do a lot of solo shows, and I play with a little trio in Colorado with two members of the Subdudes.
Oh, wow.
And we don't do that a whole lot. Mainly, I just concentrate on the solo stuff, but managing somehow with the help of my manager, wife, Celeste, we're staying busy.
Yeah, you're a very busy guy. How old were you when you first started writing songs?
I started writing songs with my band years ago, and really just kind of kicked it up a notch since I started doing solo shows. And we do an awful lot of traveling, and I find myself with a lot of downtime, and that that produces songs.
Yeah, a lot of road songs.
Yeah, you know, I had an interview a couple months ago, and some guy asked me about like traveling songs, and I try to avoid it because, you know, oh great, here's another road song, but it's hard to avoid when you travel so
seeing,
much.
Yeah. Write what you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Tell us about the new CD that we're going to be playing here on KCKFA Radio.
Well, I've been recording at a studio in Fort Collins, Colorado, for about 3 years now. And the goal is I want a trilogy of solo acoustic CDs. Because that's really something that I've been interested in finding artists who do nothing but just solo straight acoustic, and it's kind of hard to come by. So I decided I wanted to do these three CDs, and we're on number two right now, and this one is called Tiny Town. And it's a really organic process that we do. I sit in front of a bunch of microphones with an acoustic guitar, and I sing and play the whole song, and there's very little editing and very little overdubbing. Sometimes I'll play a pedal steel part over a song. Sometimes we'll send tracks off and have friends perform on songs. But it's pretty organic, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And we're trying to keep it that way, and then the fourth and fifth album we'll go out and experiment and play songs with friends.
Yeah, and you've got enough material of your own to do all this?
Yeah, I do. I wrote a bunch of songs for that trio that I play with, which is called Young Ancients, and I decided to record those how I originally wrote them, which is, again, solo acoustic. But that band just put out an album of those songs, and that one is called Fish Story.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you're a very prolific guy.
Well, when I have to be. I'm actually a really lazy guy. But
well, you're not lazy with songwriting. So.
I'm good with a deadline, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, it's been a great pleasure to finally get to meet you. I've been listening to your songs the last couple of weeks, so it's nice to put a face with the music I've been listening to.
Oh, well, thank you so much for making time for us. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for sitting down. Kerry Moore and everybody, and you'll be hearing more of him on KCKFA Radio in the next few weeks. That's Kathy Forstie at the Far West Conference in Oakland, California.